Selectmen Special Meeting, Thursday, March 14th, 2024, Town Hall on Zoom, 6:00 PM. And our first order of business is to consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the AP as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Now the clerk seconded that. We have no clerk.
Oh.
So I guess we got to.
Got it.
Tim Sadler made the motion. Is there any questions on the budget? We have Jim here who can answer your questions. Ready?
Okay, I only have two. So I noticed that the cyber liability for next year and part of this year is in this AP budget. So I guess the question is, can we either remove or reduce the amount that we put in next year's budget? Since this quote is technically for 15 months, it looks like, so I guess who's the thought for the future?
That's the problem with contracts that start mid-year.
Yeah, we'll have to pay for FY '26 next year, but it shouldn't be this much. Unless they go up.
Right.
I'm having a hard time hearing because all the shuffling of papers. Was your question about the cyber insurance?
That might be my papers.
Yeah, so what we've done is we're trying to get it aligned with the fiscal year. So it covers the balance of this year and all of next fiscal year. So I think the question you asked was, if we put that entire amount in for next year, can we reduce it by a little bit for what's left of this fiscal year? And that would be a yes, we could.
And then my second question, which I'm not sure if you know the answer to. So I see that there is on page 19, just under $5K to Vision Government Solutions for revaluation work. So I was just wondering, like, what does Vision Government Solutions do for us as part of the revaluation?
So Vision is a firm that is hired after going out to bid. We did do a bid for this, and they were the firm that was hired to actually physically go out and measure properties and take photographs. And so they do all of that field work for us.
Okay.
And actually come up with the calculations for our team to then work with.
Thanks, that's it.
That's it?
I have one question, I think for Jim.
Mather Clark, yes.
Jim, just remind me again that the difference between All American Waste and Casella, who does what?
So All American Waste is the company that does your curbside pickup, and Casella is the place where we take it all to have it disposed of.
Oh, okay. So that's the tipping fee at Casella?
Right.
Okay.
Anything from Tim?
Jim, regarding the temporary building, would you help me understand the $50,000 line item? Page 20.
Page 20?
Is it back rent or something?
We hadn't paid them anything to date because we hadn't accepted the building. So we had the initial, we still have some outstanding bills because we haven't given all of them to us yet. So the $50,000 figure is the figure actually for installation. And believe it or not, we have to pay removal at the onset. So it's actually for the installation and removal of the modular office building. And the $3,676.79 is for February's rent. We've just received the invoice for March rent, and we are waiting for them, per our agreement, to give us an invoice for January and one half of December.
Okay.
Thank you.
And a follow-up to that then, Jim, do you know how much the takedown fee, if the setup fee is 50,000, what's the takedown fee?
It's included in that.
Oh, in that. Okay. Yeah.
So when we're done, basically we do our disconnections, they come get the building, we owe them no more money.
Okay. Thank you.
You have any other questions? No. On page 2, Jim, there's excellent spindle. Who was there? Who were they winching and lifting?
Axel and Spindle, well, I don't, winching and lifting services is for, I believe that they had to buy a chain for the bed of truck 4. I'm not sure winching and lifting is an accurate descriptor, but Axel and Spindle is a vendor that we purchase parts for our vehicles from. And I think in my conversations with our highway foreman, truck 4 needed a new bed chain.
That's fine. I thought they were tugging stuff around.
Nope.
Tyler Technologies, the town share.
Tyler Technologies is our financial software.
17. I'm sorry, what was that?
It's our financial software.
Oh, okay.
And both the Board of Ed and the town use Tyler.
Wow, okay. That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I have is, where do I find the holiday goo candy filled eggs?
The holiday what?
On page 10.
Oh, that's in Stephanie's office. That's stuff for the Easter egg hunt.
I hope it's air conditioned in there.
Stephanie said you were coming as the Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah. All right, if there's no other questions, we'll take a vote. All in favor of passing? Tim, Amanda,
aye.
Mather, and Rodney are all ayes. Oops. We have Bob Moore just chimed in here. I don't know, he's still muted, but.
He waited the one more minute, we'd be done.
Yeah. So next on our list is the budget transfer for. Do we need to?
This is for the tax collector. Yep.
Do we need to take a vote on this?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Before we do that, do we have to undo a prior vote since it looks like this is a correction?
The accounts I transferred was reversal on previous transfer requests.
Have we done this before? Or this was just like something they sent to Jill again?
So I think we did act on this prior, okay. And she reversed the account numbers.
Okay.
And so she's asking. So she's asked. So I think you could craft a motion that undoes the previous action.
Yeah. So I'll make a motion that we approve the transfer request from the budget tax collector for $1,276.92 from the category other payroll to the category printing and binding. And that we remove our approval of the previously voted on budget transfer that had those two categories reversed.
Tim Sadler seconds the motion. Is there any discussion on this one? I'll take a vote. All in favor? Mather,
aye.
Yes. Tim, yes. Amanda, yes. Rodney, yes. Motion passed.
I move that we adjourn.
Tim Sadler seconds. All in favor? All in favor?
Glad that was helpful.
You got 4 yeses. We're all in favor. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.